Ladies and gentlemen.
System loaded.
The Kelly Mano Show.
You're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Come on, kids, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the
show. One.
Hey there, it is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, episode 57, here with my best friend Hoss, producer Gary, and my husband's here today with us.
Hey.
Say hey.
Hey, what's going on there?
So big shout out and congratulations to youth hockey in St. Louis and the draft over the weekend. And so if you're not familiar with hockey, St. Louis has never been exactly known for our hockey, even though we have a great team. But we've never had a first round draft pick before from St. Louis. And we had, what, five?
Five in the top 15.
Well, four in the top 15, but five in the first round.
Correct.
Wow. And you know how many kids were watching that and just so inspired and so...
Mm-hmm. One more as they should be.
What?
One more in the second round.
One more in the second round. Well, we've had kids... We have plenty of players that are from St. Louis that play in the NHL. But to go in the first round and to have like St. Louis represented so well is just awesome. So congratulations to the kids and the teammates and just all of youth hockey. I know the Blues have been doing a big push for the heartland of hockey and pushing really the youth hockey agenda. Good job.
It was a really cool weekend for USA Hockey in general because on top of all the St. Louis people... You had an American drafted number one overall, which is only the seventh time in NHL history that an American has gone number one. And that kid was from Phoenix, Arizona.
That's awesome.
So, you know, you can say what you will about the Coyotes and the troubles they've had, but it shows that when you put hockey in non-traditional markets, you're starting to reap the rewards now of places like Anaheim and Arizona.
Florida. And not congratulations to Joel Armstrong and his shitty, shitty trade to Brian Elliott.
I disagree.
Why? How can you possibly disagree?
I disagree from a hockey sense. And this is where you and I differ. I'm a fan, but I can also set my fan hat down and look at hockey sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter was, Brian Elliott is, what, 32? 31? 31 years old. He's entering the last year of a deal. It is obvious that this team has decided that Jake Allen's the future goalie of this team.
Of course.
You have a goalie who, let's be honest, is an above average to good goalie. He is not an elite goalie.
I totally
He's
disagree
not
with
a
you.
A great goalie.
I totally disagree.
He had a phenomenal playoffs. His stock has never been higher. You sell while the stock is high.
What part of your fan hat does not understand that he was the player that took us on the longest run that the Blues have had in 17 years.
What about 2012 and 2013?
What about it? Was Allen the one in net for those?
But no, it was Brian Elliott.
It was Brian Elliott?
Yeah.
But look at how far we made it this year. I don't think that you take the horse you rode in on and you trade it for a pony.
I don't think you take 1 year and judge your career by that either.
I think you go with momentum.
I fully admit Brian Elliott was the best player on this roster this season.
Yes.
This season.
I know, but you can't always judge somebody by their past either. Brian Elliott has proved to be a veteran level head. I mean, he had his moments. He had his, we didn't see that Brian Elliott this year. And I think that most of his roller coaster, you know, performances, a lot were due in part to our coaching staff and the freaking mind games that they play with him. I mean, a two goalie situation is never... You know, a good one.
It's not, but it has served him very well.
Remember,
it was 5 years ago that we picked him up off the trash heap when no one wanted him because he played himself out of the league when he was in Colorado.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, well, we've got this kid, Jake Allen, who's our future, but you can come and try out. And Ben Bishop.
Yeah.
They thought that Bishop would be the backup to Halak, and Elliott outplayed him. To the point that was the year that Halak and Elliott won the Jennings, and we had to ship Ben Bishop out.
Jake Elliott is the... Jake Allen is the face of the franchise, and we know that. However, Brian Elliott was our MVP. I think
he's
one of the top goalies in the league.
Disagree.
And when you have a core with that kind of connection, and you make it that far, you don't just go busting it up. husband?
Well, I just wanted to mention, we were talking about Jaro Halak a second ago. The ironic thing is...
It's very similar to Halak and how and when we got him.
Yeah,
Halak is an okay goalie who had a stellar playoff run for the Montreal Canadiens and the Blues. And here's the irony. The Blues called Montreal trying to get... what can I think of his name now? The guy who's still in Montreal. Carey Price.
Yeah.
Oh,
they called
yeah.
trying to get Price. Yep. And Montreal said, well, we don't want to let go of him. How about we trade you Halak? And the Blues were like, are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going to trade us the dude who just took you to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah. I think that Elliott brought a lot of confidence to our team. And I know that the locker room loves him. But I know that him and his wife are having a baby. And I know that he didn't want to share the net anymore. So knowing that he was part of the decision to leave yep. made it a little bit easier. And I do know that I let my heart get in the way a little bit too much when it comes to this kind of stuff.
It's hard not to at times, though.
But we just made it so far.
I agree.
And you don't mess with, you know, I don't want to say perfection because we didn't win. But damn, we were close, and we looked good.
And but it's not like Jake Allen doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, but he's had his ups and downs too.
But you know, he had a tremendous season as well.
I agree.
He just happened to be hurt going towards the beginning of the playoffs.
Yeah,
so it made sense. And then when you're riding the hot hand, yep. Elliott was doing so great, you can't not let him keep going.
I agree.
And then when he had a rough game, they put in Allen, and Allen had a good first game back. He looked rough the next game. They brought Elliott back in. But you know, it's a situation where both of these guys are going to have contracts coming up, and we have the expansion draft where one of these goalies, if we would have kept them both, one of them would have been plucked by Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
Next year.
Absolutely.
Well, my final thing is just that, I mean, there was a point in the series where Elliott could have picked up the puck and threw it in the damn net, and I still would have gave him MVP because he was that good for us.
And
I hate to see him go because...
Are you okay with what we got in return? Let me ask you that, because that's the other part that people are freaking out about.
Yeah. No.
Why?
Because I'm not interested in our developer, our farm system, or whatever the hell you want to call it. I want a Stanley Cup next year.
Okay. What did you want in return for him?
A better player. An awesome player, maybe like another defenseman, maybe another center, something, not a freaking draft pick.
You want David Backus back on your team, right?
Of course I do.
Do you know what that takes?
Probably moving Elliott. I know that probably has something to do with it.
Takes a lot of money.
I know that that probably has something to do with it.
And people freak out that we got a second round pick for him. It was pick 35. There's 30 teams in the league.
Yeah.
So we got the fifth pick of the second round. It's not like we got pick 59.
All right. We're boring non-hockey people. You want to talk about something fun?
Sure.
Clap along with me.
Ryan Elliott's playing the song, too.
Shut up. I've been telling you guys for... ever that we're moving, and it's finally here.
Yep.
Hoss, you can attest to the house.
Yeah, it's like looking at a house full of Tetris blocks.
Pretty much. You will notice my fantastic organizational skills. Orange duct tape means it's a priority box, and it needs to be opened immediately. Silver means it can wait. And as we are moving, I am just proving to myself again and again how terrible I am at being a grown-up.
Yeah, but you know what the best thing about packing up for moving is?
Throwing stuff away.
It makes you get brutal with, do I want to put this in a box, or am I just going to throw this in the trash?
Do you know how many weaves I have? And I'm white. I found 4 weaves.
Wow.
I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is more than my black friends have. And I'm not typically a procrastinator, but I would say, Jimmy, with this move, I procrastinated quite a bit. We started packing today.
And we
get the keys on Wednesday.
Yep.
Wow.
And I keep buying stuff that like we already have. Because Jimmy's like, well, why did you already buy a desk with Lucy's new bed? I'm like, he's like, she has a desk. I'm like, but I don't want to pack it. There have been a couple of things like that. And then we did a very Kelly Mano thing.
Okay.
So when Gary and I were doing the Elf on the Shelf stunts.
Yes.
We went to a house in, well, we went to a lot of houses, but we were in these people's houses for like 20 to 30 minutes waiting for them. If you don't remember, we would dress Gary like a human elf.
Uh-huh.
He would come home and sit in like kids' bedrooms and like freak them out. And we made a video of it. Well, we went to our friend's house, Sabrina and Matt, and I sat down on their sofa and I was like, what am I sitting on?
A sofa.
This is heaven. No. It was not a sofa. This was
great radio.
This was heaven. And I loved the sofa so much that I started looking for tags on it, on the back of it, couldn't find them. So then I texted Sabrina, you know, later that week, and I'm like, hey, where did you get your couch? So she told me the name of it. And I've been in love with this couch for well, since December. Okay. And it, what month are we in? June?
Damn near July, yeah.
Okay. And so I've been decorating my whole living room based on this couch. Okay. And so I go to the store last week and I take all the measurements and then we go to the new turtle house. And me and Jimmy and our realtor are, you know, stretching out the measuring tape going, okay, well, if we go across this way, we go across this way. Couch doesn't fit. Not only does it not fit, but it doesn't fit by like 8 inches.
Yeah, I did that with my house. I bought a whole like wraparound sectional, mm-hmm. and I had to put it in my house opposite of the way it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
Because if I put it the way it was meant to be fit in the layout of my house,
yeah.
it would have stuck out past my stairs like 6 inches.
Well, so do you want to know what the very mano thing is about that story?
Are you taking the wall down?
I went back and bought the couch anyway.
Why?
We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
We're just going to figure it out.
You're just going to put the couch in the middle of the room?
Where there's a will, there's a way. And I want that couch just like I wanted the refrigerator we have. And when the guys got here to move it, to put it in, he's like, "You measure?" I'm like, "Yep." He's like, "Are you sure you measured?" I'm like, "Yep." Fridge wouldn't go in. Had to call my dad and bring over a saw to saw our countertop off. So we are buying, we have a couch. And Jimmy, tell everybody how wonderful this couch is. You're being awfully quiet over there. Quit reading Facebook.
I'm focusing on your face.
Wonderful.
Right now. No,
good
the answer, couch the answer. Couch is awesome. All right, and so it is
the Cadillac of couches. Like it will take up the whole room.
Jimmy, say something. Let me take over.
Shut up. No.
Okay, listen. It's one of those you can pick what pieces you want. You can custom build this sectional any way you want to. Okay,
it's is it kind of like what my parents have? Like where it's a couch made out of like different units. Yeah, you can make it as wide or as narrow. Okay.
So you could have a chaise and you could have chairs with arms or chairs with no arms. And you could have the little divider that has the cup holders.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can set this up.
Those are really great.
You could do whatever you want with it. So we bought kind of the full configuration knowing that, you know what, that chaise is not going to fit the way that it looks here.
Okay.
We could put that chaise in a different room.
That makes more sense. I thought you just bought like a fully like one piece sofa.
No, but this is a horse size couch because it has an ottoman
that's
bigger than most people's couches.
That's sweet.
And so it's going to look like we have a WWE wrestling ring
in
our living
best.
Room, but it's a couch. So instead of being like, and here's our living room, it's going to be like, and here's our couch.
That's great.
People are going to have to leap over the back of it just to get onto it.
That's awesome.
But once you're there, it's heaven.
Yeah, the ottoman is 51 inches by 51 inches.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yes.
That's an island. That's not an ottoman.
I'm 60 inches tall, so I can almost just lay end to end on the ottoman.
You could starfish it.
I could starfish it. Is that a gross term?
No.
Okay, I thought maybe I'm going to... Never mind. Lucy, are you excited to move? What are you most excited about?
Your own room.
You're going to have your own room with no sister.
Yes, I'm very glad about that. That's my favorite part of moving.
What color is your room going to be?
Blue.
Blue?
Like turquoise? Like neon
yeah,
blue.
Like...
Are you going to put sparkles on the paint?
I don't know.
All of the kids' rooms are surprises to them, so they don't know hardly anything. Lucy accidentally saw her comforter, so she kind of knows what's going on, but I've been...
Stop reminding me of that. I'm trying to forget about it.
She's really upset that she accidentally saw it, so she's trying to forget that.
Literally, I'm listening to the most annoying songs ever to forget about this.
Okay, you go listen to annoying songs to get that in your head so you can forget what your comforter looks like. But yeah, so I'm going to surprise each of the kids with...
That's cool.
And it's not like some big room makeover. They just each got new comforters.
I'm going to guess that two of the three kids are really excited about this.
Who do you think's not excited?
Rocky.
Oh, he don't care. He's like, just we're gonna put my trophies in there.
We're gonna bed.
You got the boy stuff. You got some basketballs. I was packing.
Mom, where's my TV?
I was packing up all of his.
Can I have a fridge?
I was packing up all of his little league trophies and all that stuff. And he had a really good baseball game the other day. And it's sentimental moving.
Oh yeah, it definitely is.
It's really, really hard. I found a binky under like Libby Lou's bed, and I like.
I haven't done it in 10 years, but before that, I had a span where every. What's the one in August? Labor Day?
Yeah.
Like 4 out of 5 Labor Days, I moved. I went St. Louis to Chicago, Chicago to another place in Chicago, Chicago to L.A., a year off, so 2 years straight in L.A., and then L.A. to St. Louis.
Did you find any binkies under your bed?
No.
That's probably a good thing.
That's a whole other conversation.
We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Recently, friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace. Keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace. With my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it. Flaunt it. That Brooklyn book, we on it. Yeah.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean. Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes your words just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways. I guess that's why they're broken, you're so mean.
I put
The Kelly Mano Show.
Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less.
Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by JM Motors in Granite City, Illinois, getting you in a pre-owned vehicle for as low as $58 a week. If you want to check out the cars they have, all of their great inventory, you can head over to their Facebook page or their website. We always link to them at www.kellymano.com. If you purchase a car from JM Motors and you mention the Kelly Mano Show, they will throw in a free $50 gas card. They are located at 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois. Just 10 minutes from the arch. Jerry opened JM Motors 45 years ago. No one can match his service. It's so important that we support small business, especially in towns like my hometown, Granite City, Illinois, who I am so proud of. JM Motors has been around forever. If you are in the market for a pre-owned vehicle, swing by JM Motors. Again, that's 2310 Namioke Road in Granite City, Illinois.
It's Friday night, so everything is popping. I got skin to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yackety.
Hey, Gary.
Yes, Kelly.
Can you look up for me what hiccups are?
What hiccups are?
I texted Haas, I think it was Saturday night.
Yep.
Okay.
Just because I had the hiccups so bad, and I was so mad, and I had to tell somebody, so I chose him. Because I get these hiccups, and it's hereditary because my dad had them. I get these hiccups that sound like a seal is dying. And I videoed myself because I was trying to, like, so I was leaving Rocky's baseball game, and I get the hiccups so hard and so, like, it starts hurting my diaphragm. And so I'm going to play just a tiny bit of this video of my hiccups that I was trying to, and so you can hear what they sound like. And this is what it sounds like every single time I have hiccups. And Jimmy can attest because we've been married for 12 years. So I was trying to be funny, like the gig would have been up a long, long time ago. So here's me and my hiccups the other night.
All right, we are trying to psych out my hiccups. So far, it's not working. Are you guys still cold back there? What? Your lights or my lights?
Okay, so that hurts just listening back to it.
Right.
I had those. Rocky plays way out in St. Peter's. It was at least a 35-minute drive home. And then I was home still trying to go to bed, and I was texting you because I get them so bad that my diaphragm in my chest starts hurting, and I get hiccup headaches. So, Gary, what are hiccups?
Well, first of all, before I read the definition, I will actually tell you, I will have my lovely wife, Ree, text you.
Uh-huh.
She has a cure for hiccups, and it never fails.
Almost went on Facebook Live.
No, it never fails. I swear.
Well, what is it then?
It basically what she has you do. You drink an 8-ounce glass of water, and while you're drinking,
Somebody scares you.
No, while you're drinking the water, somebody has their hands on your ears.
Okay.
That's it. And I kid you not, I've seen it done at least a dozen times.
Well, I'm out because I'm single.
Yeah, unless you can train your dog.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to live close enough to you soon. You can Perfect. Be like, Kelly, hey. I need you to come press on my ears.
Right. Now, according to Webster's Dictionary and Google, a hiccup is an involuntary spasm of the diaphragm and respiratory organs with a sudden closure of the glottis and a characteristic sound like that of a cough.
Now, I want you to Google, has anybody ever died from hiccups? Because
that's a good question.
You know, because, I started to think that I remember seeing a news story a long time ago about a girl who had the hiccups for, like 7 years.
Yeah, I remember that.
And she went to the doctor, and I was going to bed. I'm like, I'm going to be the girl in the news that had the hiccups for 7 years. And when I get the hiccups, they come, like, 3 days in a row. Like,
really?
They keep coming. When was the last time you had the hiccups as a grown-up?
It wasn't too far ago, like last week or the week before.
Isn't the human body weird?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I was doing everything I could to stop them. And I was trying. That's why I got out the video camera. Because I'm like, if I video myself, then my mind will play tricks on me and I'll stop hiccuping. And it didn't work.
My hiccups make me sound like the guy from Revenge of the Nerds when he laughs.
Which one? Booger?
No. The main dude.
Poindexter?
The guy with the really nerdy laugh.
Oh. I should know Revenge of the Nerds. We used to watch it all the time.
I'm not going to do it. I won't do it.
Oh, well, which guy is it?
No, it's Anthony Edwards. It was No, it's the other one. No, Robert Carradine.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't think of his freaking character name now.
I used to do the song at the end of the God. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep. No, 115. Right. Oh, no, 115.
I'm going to pull that up while Gary tells me if people have ever died from.
No one has ever actually died from hiccups, but hiccups can indicate a serious problem. And
shut up, am I dying?
A prolonged, uncontrollable bout may lead to debilitating consequences like fatigue, weight loss, depression, problems with heart rhythm, esophageal reflux, and possible exhaustion and death in a weakened patient.
Wow.
Okay. Well, okay, so in other words, if you want to lose weight, get the hiccups.
I am not.
I'll say one of those things I'm all right with.
I'm not weak.
His laugh, I think, is actually in this song.
That's Poindexter. Yeah, Lambda. Yes, Gilbert. Gilbert.
Yeah. My hiccups sound like Gilbert laughing.
Yeah, because Stewart, Stewart is Anthony Edwards.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm normally a lyric genius, but there's Booger.
Booger Presley on lead guitar.
I'm sure this is really fascinating radio.
Oh, I'm going to step up a notch.
I don't think my kids have seen this movie.
It's so great. They don't need to see 2 and 3, though, by the way.
No, those are terrible.
Everybody listening to this show loves this.
I used to get, whenever I was in high school, Mr. Cowan, my physiology teacher, kicked me out of class for having the hiccups because he thought I was trying to be funny. And then he moved me out to the hall.
Everybody
clap your hands. We land Omega Moo. This is where I'm going to lose it.
Tonight to do a show for you.
If you know it, sing it.
We got Booger Presley on lead guitar.
I love him.
Booger Presley.
We'll be joining in.
Lewis.
Oh, so close.
Me and Ma. Beating on his gong.
Clapping along.
Here comes the Lambda, 3 feet tall.
Nice. Oh, I gotta watch this with my kids.
Right.
That's awesome. Jimmy still has a jacket like that.
The Michael Jackson jacket. Yep.
Yeah, Jimmy was Michael Jackson for Halloween in full blackface when he was like 6 or 7.
That's a bit far.
It was a long time ago.
Hey. That was before. I mean, that was out of true love.
That was out of true love for Michael Jackson. Hey, text Julie Z and tell her to come on over. She just texted me.
Okay. Do you remember the movie Soul Man and how it killed that dude's career?
C. Thomas Howell.
Yeah. And so, anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't going to die of my hiccups.
You're not.
And you know what also freaks me out about hiccups is that you're obsessed with them when you have them, but you don't notice when they go away.
Yeah.
You don't notice what your last one is. Isn't that crazy? You're obsessed with them while you have them. And you're like, oh my God, why won't these go away? But then you have no memory of when they actually went away.
Sort of like ex-girlfriends. I mean, what?
Just me?
Ex-wives? Oh, wait.
Yeah, I guess it depends on which one. Oh, before we go to break, guess what? I learned how to speak another language over the weekend.
Yeah?
Australian.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want me to teach you guys how to have a perfect Australian accent?
Sure.
I guess Australian's not actually a different language.
Right. It's still English.
Okay. So I want you to say, and people at home, I want you to do this with us. I want you to say the word rise.
Rise.
Up.
Up.
Lights.
Lights.
Gary, rise.
Rise.
Up.
Up. Lights.
Now say it faster.
Rise up lights.
Say it faster, Hoss.
Rise up lights.
You're saying razor blades.
Razor blades.
You're saying razor blades.
Rise up lights.
Say it again.
Rise up lights.
I just saw that somewhere.
Rise up lights. Rise up lights. Rise up blades. Now you can say razor blades in a perfect Australian accent.
Falsters.
Say it again, Hoss.
Rise up lights.
Again.
Rise up lights.
Again. Rise up lights. Rise up lights. Rise up lights. You're going to say it all week long.
And it's not that far off from a British accent.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's really not.
Okay, well, I got to go because I got to run to the store and get some rise up lights.
Got them hard heads. It seems like we all are waiting for the drive by. Playing tag with Satan, but we chilling. Yeah, we ready and willing. You hear about the latest West Side killing? Foley sipping, set tripping, foe dipping, pistol gripping, never slipping. BG's trying to hang out. But OG saying, take your little ass out in the house. My big homie just got out. Used to be down, now he's just cracked out. He was about as hard as Darth Vader. In a sweatshirt, khakis, and Chuck Taylors. Just seen him in the driveway. Getting beat like a smoker, boo, cause it's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The Kelly Mano Show. The princess of the 90s is now the queen of the minivan carpool. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
One of the things about that are great about moving to St. Charles County is I'm going to be closer to Tan Envy in St. Peter's. I'll be looking like Tan Mom before I know it. Just kidding. Don't do that. Tan Envy is located in St. Peter's, without a doubt, the place to go to get your summer tan going or keep it going. Hoss, I notice you actually have a tiny bit of color.
I don't know how that happened.
You're like one shade off pale.
Yeah, I'm like eggshell.
You must have somehow got some sun through like your car window or something.
I don't know where I was this weekend where I would have gotten sun, but yes.
Now, you're talking about taking my kids to the pool soon, but how are you going to take them to the pool and
no,
not get
burned?
No, they'll
go to the pool, and I'll stay home and work.
No, that you have to babysit them.
They're not going to get in trouble at the pool. There's lifeguards there.
No, they will. If you lose six, you have to actually get in with her. You can't.
I could be on the side with her.
Do you not know how to swim?
No, I know how to swim.
You don't just, like, sink?
No, I can swim.
You can probably touch anywhere in, like, any pool.
Pretty much. I mean, probably not ours. I think the one in my neighborhood goes to either 8 or 10
feet. I wonder if there's, like, a diving hazard for you. Because, like, if a pool is 12 feet deep,
yeah,
like, most deep ends are 12 feet deep, and you're 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I cannot imagine diving off a diving board would be a safe thing for you to do.
I used to do it all the time. Up until 2 years ago, the neighborhood that I grew up in had a neighborhood pool, and they just took it out, and they had a diving board, and they were only 10 feet deep.
Wow. That I don't see how physically that makes sense. But anyway, as my friend Steve Shannon has always said, tan fat looks better than pale fat, and that's why I always hit up Tan Envy. They've got amazing bull beds, if that's what you want to do. I prefer the Versa spray tan. I do the level 2 with the bronze. If you've never done a spray tan before and you want to get something kind of in the middle, that's what you go for. Tan Envy is located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peter's. You can also find them on Facebook or Twitter. If you want to give them a call, their number is 636-447-3553, and you can always find their information at kellymano.com. Thank you, Tan Envy.
Now that we found love, what are we gonna do with it?
Speaking of diving, aren't the Summer Olympics like...
like a month?
Yeah.
That ish is crazy.
You know, I... like, when the Olympics are on, I am suddenly like an Olympic expert. Like, I will watch it 24 hours a day.
Oh, I'll watch it no matter what's on.
And I will be an expert on the butterfly freestyle by the time... like, every no matter what it is, like curling, shuffling.
All right, I'll tell you right now what event you need to watch for the pure, like, giggle like a kid factor while they're doing it.
Oh, the rhythm dancing or the rhythm gymnastics?
Speed walking.
Oh, where they look like they're prancing?
It looks like an entire crowd of people doing the trot to the bathroom.
The diarrhea
trot.
It
looks like an entire group of people trying to like clench their butt cheeks and walk as fast as they can to the porta potty.
You know, we have to do something with this show in the Olympics this summer. So maybe we will set up our own Kelly Mano Olympics, because in the big Ticketmaster kerfuffle over the weekend,
yeah,
between Haas and I, we have like a million Ticketmaster tickets available to us. I just bought 4 for Gwen Stefani. I bought 4 for Toby Keith. I think cool. I've got like 12 left to spend. So maybe we will set up our own Kelly Mano Show Olympics and have people like speed walk to win the tickets.
The Mano Olympics.
We could do it at my new house. I've got an acre.
Like the Laugh Olympics?
You could. Yeah.
Yes. That would be awesome.
I'm down for that.
I've been trying to figure out how to, you know, I'm like, we have all these giveaways. I've got Cardinal tickets too. I've got stuff coming out everywhere.
They should all be like goofy variations on actual Olympic events, too.
Right? Like maybe do speed walking, but they have to like keep an egg between their thighs.
Right.
Or
you know, like the high jump, but we set the bar first at like 6 inches.
Exactly. Or they have to jump over the pig.
And you have to do the flop every time you fall.
Yes. Okay, now I'm really excited for this. We need to do some kind of a Kelly Mano Olympics and get some contestants to do.
Agreed.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun because we got a lot of stuff to give away. I wanted to talk about how stupid people are.
Oh, how much time you got?
Well, really, I mean, we're a podcast. We got as much time as we need or want.
Buckle up. Let's go.
Okay, so the thing that brought this up in my mind, because we obviously know that people are stupid, was over the weekend, the big huddling that over 30 people who attended an event with motivational speaker Tony Robbins had to be treated for second and third degree burns after Robbins encouraged them to walk on hot coals as a way of conquering their fears. Robbins gives a seminar called Unleash the Power Within. I guess he's been doing this for a long time. And once in a while, you know, you'll get an injury or whatever, but 30 people were burned. And the quotes in this article are hysterical. Said this guy named Paul Gold of West Palm Beach suffered second degree burns on both feet. It will take him over 2 weeks to heal. He told the Associated Press in the burn unit that it was the second time he had walked on hot coals. This first time he said it was a good experience, but that was a few months ago. He said the difference was that the staff members didn't allow the coals to cool enough before putting more on the pile, which was about 3 feet wide and 20 feet long. And they asked him, well, if it was only 3 feet wide, why didn't you jump off the coals? And he said that he realized halfway through his walk that he was getting burns. And he said, in quotes, in hindsight, jumping off would have been a fantastic idea. But when you're in the spirit of the moment, you're kind of focused on the task. So after his walk, he said he felt like someone had taken a hot iron and pressed it against his feet.
Yes, in fact, they did.
No shit, Sherlock. That's exactly what happened. He says he now has a fear of fire. Now the people on the Robbins guy team says that the people who got burned were not at a heightened enough sense.
Of course not.
To
but for a mere $499.99, we can get you to that heightened sense that you can walk across coals.
Oh my God. What are you playing over there?
I'm playing what this guy's new theme song is.
Yeah, pretty much. Exactly. So someone not familiar with the firewalk saw what was going on and called 911. I guess Tony Robbins and his people weren't even going to bother. You know, they were going to try to like fix people on their own. People had to be hospitalized. Robbins conducts these seminars for $1,000 to $3,000 is what he charges for this.
How much?
$1,000 to $3,000. And he believes that he can help you. Like he, the power within is designed to help you unlock and unleash the forces inside you and help you break through your limit. So Tony Robbins people is saying, yeah, you were not at a weekend, you were not at a heightened enough state. And like the paramedics were like, yeah, you didn't put enough like cold coal over the hot coal. So apparently there's like a method to walking over the coal. You're not like,
yeah, don't do it.
Do you remember the episode of The Office when Michael was trying to make the workers go over the coal? But at what point do you not think, I mean, burns happen quickly. You can feel them. You can jump off at any time.
Oh, yeah. There are a certain segment of people in this population who just blindly believe out of a want to believe or a need to believe or whatever that they can do things because someone has told them all you have to do is believe in yourself. And those people are idiots.
You can believe in yourself as much as you want. I'm never going to play NBA basketball.
Absolutely not.
You know. Oh, my God. Like, I guess when I try to think about the stupidest person I've ever come across, it was at the Mills Mall. And Rocky was, I guess, like 5 years old. And I bought him a pair of shoes at one of their shoe stores. And I got home and they had two left shoes.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, easy fix, go in, still had my receipt,
sure,
bag, everything. So I go in a couple days later, and I happen to be on the phone with Jimmy when I'm doing this exchange. So God love him that he had to hear all of this. So I go up to the counter, and I put the shoes down, and I put down the receipt, and I'm like, hey, you guys gave me two left shoes, I just need you to swap that one out for a right one. And the girl's like, okay. And so she takes my bag and my box in the back, and she comes out with the correct shoes. And then she hit something on the cash register. And she's like, that'll be $4.60.
Why?
And I said, what do you mean? And she's like, well, they were on sale when you bought them, and they're not on sale now.
You're like, yeah, I'm not returning them.
And so I looked around, like, is there a camera in here? Like, are they still running Candid Camera? And I tried to be nice first. I'm going nice is always my first approach. I'm like, you don't understand. This is an even exchange. And I'm not even really exchanging them. I just want my son to have a right and left shoe because he does not have two left feet.
Novel idea.
And she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's in the system. And my manager could probably override it, but he's on lunch.
Yeah, I'll be back in a half hour.
No, no, no. I said, no, you need to override this right now. This should have taken 5 minutes, and I've already taken too long to explain this to you. And one of my favorite lines I ever said, she's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I can talk to somebody. I finally said, I need to talk to somebody smarter than you. Mm. And Jimmy's like, Kelly! And I'm like, you don't understand what I'm going through yep. right now. And
PR guy is like, no, Kelly, no!
And so Jimmy, or the lady ended up calling her manager at lunch, who was down at the Panda Express enjoying his orange chicken and hating his job and his life. And then he gets a call from his employee and he has to come, you know, leave his lunch break. And he's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, here you go. Just leave and don't ever talk about this again.
Here's your correct pair of shoes. I'm sorry.
Who, Haas, you said you had a story about somebody on your roller, your floor hockey team.
Yeah. So
is this a teammate that you're going to talk bad about?
Yeah.
Do they care? Do they listen to our show?
He's listened once or twice. He's 20.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Yeah.
So this story is straight out of like American Pie. It's just bad.
Yeah.
He's like every kid in his 20s who's had trouble with girls, he's desperately trying to find a way to have success.
Yes.
And so I guess we found out a month or so ago that he signed up for Tinder but wasn't getting any matches.
Okay.
And so we're talking
now,
to
Tinder
him.
Is a dating app for your phone, right?
Depending on who you talk to, it's either a dating app or a hookup app.
And you
it's meant to be a dating app, yes.
And it's that thing where if you like the person, you swipe one way.
Correct.
Now, and then you find out if the other person swiped on you too, right? And it's like, hey, you swiped each other.
You only find out if you've both swiped on each other the same way.
Okay, so then it says like, hey, you guys...
You have a match.
Oh, and then it's up to you whether or not you want to... Talk Correct. To that person further Correct. Than swiping at them.
So we started talking to him. We're like, dude, like, how much are you swiping, right? And he's like, well, you know, like if they're eights or nines. And we're like, let's set the bar a little lower.
Right.
Like, let's go five and up, swipe right. I go, that way, when you get a connection, you're still in the driver's seat. You can decide if you want to talk to them.
Right, because is he higher than a five, looks-wise? So I know it's hard for guys. Somewhere in the middle.
He's probably right around there.
He doesn't look like a mongoloid, but he's not no, George Clooney.
Correct.
Okay.
So 2 weeks ago, he comes back and he's like, hey, I got a match on Tinder. We're like, that's great. How did it go? He's like, oh, it was cool. We were texting back and forth because you can text on the app too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can like
so it's text all within like a
it's
like
all
a,
within the okay. app. It's self-contained. You don't yeah. think about any information you don't want to.
Yeah.
And it gets to the point where the girl tells him that she wants to hook up.
Like, hook up, like, have coffee, or, like, hook up, like...
He didn't specify.
Okay.
And so...
Girls are sluts these
yeah.
days.
So, like...
I wouldn't have even called a
boy. He gets excited, and he's like, so, I told her, and, look, I did it when I was in his seat. I know a lot of my friends have done this. It's a classic guy, bad move. He goes, I told her, look, you need to know, I'm a virgin. And I was like, oh. Ooh. I go, look, dude. I go, that's a mistake. Because unlike guys who find it hot when a girl says I'm a virgin.
It is not hot the other way around.
It's not hot the other way around. I go, that never needs to be part of the conversation. Because nothing will kill it quicker than a dude telling a girl that he's a virgin.
And especially not even on their first date. He's telling her on the app.
I know. But wait, there's more.
Is he super religious?
I don't think so.
I get the religious thing. I think he's just a dude who,
as the story went on, it just became apparent to me why he's had no luck with women.
Yeah.
So it then goes on, and he's like, so we keep talking. I'm like, all right, that's good. And he said that she goes, you know, can we video chat each other? I've had problems in the past of meeting up with people, and they look nothing like
exactly.
their photos. And I'm like, understandable.
That's a great idea.
I go, so did you guys Skype? And he's like, no. She sent me a link to this website. And I was like, oh, danger. And he's like, so I went on. And I'm like, all right. I go, dude. And he's like.
And then I gave him my credit card number and my social security number.
But wait. He goes, yeah. And it's like this website where you have to give him your credit card to talk. And I was like, no. He's like, he goes, but they say they don't charge your card. And I go, okay. I go, so did you immediately back out? He's like, no, I just, you know, I put in my credit card information so we could talk. And I was like, dude, what?
Oh, my God.
And then he goes, and then I wake up the next day and there's $50 listed from my account. And I go, yeah, you need to cancel that card right now. And he's like, well, I don't want to do that because I don't want to have to explain to my parents why this. And I go, you don't have to explain crap. And he goes, well, it's just my debit card. And I go, that's even worse. I go, they have direct access to your checking account now.
Yes.
So
God, don't let me raise kids that stupid.
Yeah, I was just, oh, buddy. Like, straight out of American Pie. Like, if this was a choose-your-own-adventure book,
yeah,
he chose the wrong path every single time.
We need to get off the little machine. I think, so your buddy's 20 and he's a virgin, which is kind of...
And it just became, it became really apparent as he was telling the story. And I guess I had never, like, really locked in on the stories enough beforehand to realize, like, there's a reason you haven't had success with girls. Because he's just either naive or whatever, but like, oh, buddy,
you got...
taken to the cleaners.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with being a virgin at 20 years old.
Not at all.
I kept my virginity way, 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 way longer than most people would have ever imagined. And it had nothing to do with the fact that I necessarily couldn't, but that, number one, I was a late bloomer.
Well, yes, and I think that there is, and I could be wrong, because I've obviously never been in the ladies, that's not true, I have been in a ladies' locker room, but that's a whole nother Jerry Springer. I think that there's more pressure on a guy, especially someone like him who's obviously playing sports.
Right.
And he plays sports in college, too. Right. To like, bro, why aren't you hitting it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because mine...
And you can just tell, like, this guy would have no idea how to talk to a girl face-to-face.
Well, I just, you know, like, for me, I was such a tomboy, and, like, guys were my friends. And even though I, like, thought guys were cute and, like, you know, wanted to make out with them, like, I didn't never was... into that, like in high school. And then I saw all my friends do it and they were getting so hurt all the time.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I mean, a lot of girls I know would lose their virginity at like 14 years old. 13, 14, 15 was the norm.
And I don't think I even took an interest in girls until honestly my junior year in high school.
Yeah.
I was so locked in on sports.
But I would see these my best friends just crying and crying and crying and crying. I'm like, dude, this sucks.
Yeah.
Like, who wants to do this, you know? Yeah. But the guy, the 20-year-old, this is where I think you and I feel the same way. I'm talking quiet like the kids are here, but they're not.
Right.
Why is prostitution illegal? Like, what is the real...
It's a moral issue.
It's strictly a moral issue. That's just one of those laws I've never understood. Now I don't want hookers hanging out on the corner of my neighborhood. It's
I don't
not
think
that.
There would be if it was legal. I think if you legalized it, you would have legal brothels.
I just don't understand why if there's two people of legal age that one wants it and one wants to get paid for it, that if it's done in a safe and adult consenting way,
yep,
not in the public and in a safe place, that may, I don't know.
I mean, I can give you like my quick thoughts on the whole issue, because I've thought,
because I'm pretty conservative in most of my views. I'm really conservative, but when it comes to prostitution, I kind of don't understand why it's illegal.
My thought process when it comes to prostitution is, you're not going to get rid of it. It's the world's oldest profession for a reason.
Right.
If you look at it strictly from a medical and a safety issue, there is no argument not to legalize it.
Yeah.
Because if you would legalize it, you would take the pimps out of the game.
Yes.
You would take it out of back alleys.
Yes.
And you would be able to mandate testing.
And, you know, I have no scientific things to back this up, but you might even help with the rape statistics.
Possibly.
You know?
You would definitely eradicate human trafficking.
Right. Well, I don't know, because, I mean, there's always going to be the sickos out there that want the kids, and that could never be legal.
I mean, that's true. That's very true.
But as far as on an adult level,
yeah,
you know, I mean, to me, yeah.
Plus, you could tax the bejesus out of it.
Yeah, you could.
Because I'm not saying you need to make it like like going to Burger King and getting a Happy Meal for $7.
No,
bucks. Like,
no.
It doesn't need to be like that. Like, I mean, it should have a pretty hefty price tag to it.
Right.
But you're not going to get rid of it. So why not find a way to make it safe for all parties concerned?
Right.
And tax the crap out of it.
You know, like, and like I said, I don't want them in main areas. Like, I know if you want to open like a sex toy shop, like you can't,
right.
you can't open it across the street from a school.
Yeah. They're, like, I'm not saying that there needs to be a brothel in every strip mall
no.
right in between the P.F. Chang's and the Orange Leaf.
But I don't get the whole illegal thing, and I don't get the whole baiting thing. I mean, I get it where the cops go undercover and
right.
you know, I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say, especially from that angle with the cops thing, like,
they don't want it on the streets. So,
yeah.
I mean, that does make sense, because I don't want it on the streets. And if you legalize it,
it wouldn't be.
Because it's legal in Las Vegas, right?
It's legal in Nevada.
In Nevada.
It is not legal in Las Vegas.
And so that's
but
what,
like, all around the outskirts.
And that's what a brothel is, where you
yes.
go in and you pay money and you have sex.
Yep.
That's what a brothel is, right?
Correct.
Okay. I'm learning so much from you, Hoss.
Have you seen all the coins that are in my house?
The what?
All the coins that are in my house by the kitchen.
No, I've seen the boobs on your fridge.
Okay, I have a display case. When you're in my house,
yeah.
on my breakfast bar, there's a little half wall.
Yeah.
There's a black shadow box. It's got all these old brass
oh,
tokens
yeah.
in it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Those are all brothel tokens from, like, all the Wild West. If
that,
you
that
read
you
them.
You used?
No. They're, like, old, like cowboy era. Like, and they are hysterical.
I'll
like
check them out.
There's one in there that says, good for one lay, three ladies, or two squaws.
And that was real back
that
in the
was
day.
Real. Those were real. There was like 20. I went into a gift shop
yeah.
Outside of El Paso. And they just had this big fishbowl full of these. And I'm flipping through them and I go.
Hysterical.
And I, like me, like being checked woman, was like, are these hooker coins? And she's like,
that's
brothel
not-
tokens, yes. I was like, these are great. And when I first thought was I was going to get a handful and give them away as Christmas
right.
gifts because they're hysterical.
Well,
and then I was like, I want to keep these. These are hysterically
and you framed
funny.
Them. Now we have something else to cover up at Uncle Hoss's house. Already when I come to Hoss's house, the minute we walk in, I go straight to his refrigerator for my kids with me, and I turn this picture open over of him and this girl in the photo booth with full boobies out.
It was at a wedding. It was classy.
It was classy. So, okay, next time I come over, I need to hide the boobies and the hooker coins. We'll be right back.
Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch. It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Well, we're moving on up, moving on up to the side, on up to a day that's apartment in the sky.
You know that I could not find the real theme song to this.
The Jeffersons?
Yeah, like iTunes like mustn't have the rights to it or something. So
who's this done by?
Well, this is the person who actually wrote it. But it's not the, you know, exact.
It sounds close.
Pretty close, but I don't think it's the same one.
Didn't use the Nelly version?
I almost did, but then he doesn't do the moving on up part.
No, he doesn't.
You know? So the Manos are moving this week. This is our last show from the studio here, from the Purple Studio. So the next time that you hear our voices, we are going to be in the Turtle House.
I know. You excited?
So I'm excited. I'm nervous. I'm overwhelmed. I handle stress really, really, really well.
Yeah.
And this is probably the most stressed out my husband and I have ever been in
really?
12 years of marriage. I think it's the whole that, you know, it's just it's something that you can't undo. You know,
yeah,
you can't undo it.
It's a
and,
big move.
You know, I'm putting my kids in new schools and I have to meet like not only do my kids have to make new friends, like I have to make new mom friends. Like, you know how long it takes to climb up the PTA rank? You know, like I'm not kidding.
Do you really care about climbing up the PTA rank?
Oh, yeah. Like I want to be the boss bitch. You know, like I will.
I'm going to be a horrible dad then because I give yeah. zero Fs.
It's not necessarily the PTA rank. So maybe it's not that, but it's more that. I know everybody and everybody knows me and my kids.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
It's the whole, I know, but nobody there knows us. Like we're going to move in and be like, hi, we're the Manos. And God bless them if they Google us, you know, like what they will find out about us. They'll be like, what the hell's wrong with these people? I just swallowed my tongue.
Nice.
So I'm nervous to make new mom friends, you know, because all my mom friends are here.
So, if you can make it in North County, you can make it.
I know. And that's why we're moving. You know, North County, I wish you guys well. I have no hard feelings. But where we live right now, Hazelwood, I never really had a community feeling. You know, I live in a neighborhood with a lot of kids and none of them go to the same school.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
everyone goes to private school.
Well, private school or homeschool, or they have their kids moved for certain reasons. And, you know, a lot of my friends are choosing when high school comes to bus their kids to, you know, down the highways to Marquette or CBC. And I didn't want that for my family. I grew up in a small town.
Yep.
If it were up to me, I'd live in the middle of a cornfield. But I want my kids' school to be down the street, and I want the kids that live in their neighborhood to be their classmates.
I'm going to have to hate your kids in high school,
and,
you know.
I know, because they're going to be rivals of yours.
Yep.
But it's okay.
I may have to bust out the old Letterman jacket when they play my team.
I bet your Letterman jacket is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
So anyway,
it'll be like 95. Oh my God.
You're a dinosaur. Whatever. So I'm nervous. We're excited. So Gary, look at a calendar for me, because I've got it covered up with my Spice Girl dolls. Our
July
next,
10th.
July 10th. Will that be our next show back?
That'll be the week after the 4th.
And so when we come back, you know.
I only know that because I'm going to Nashville on July 9th to see Guns N' Roses.
Oh, sweet. But you'll be back on the 10th?
Yeah.
So I know you guys are going to miss us, but we're going to take this time to really work on the show. I want to come back and, like, kick ass and take names. I feel like this past almost year since August has been a great time to, like, build our listeners and just turn on the microphones every week and just start talking, which is still going to be the same. I don't ever want to change that, because that's kind of the charm of this show. But I'm ready to, like, really push this forward and get it on the air more than one day a week permanently. I'm ready to get some celebrities on the show. I think that we can. I have no doubt that we'll have celebrities hanging out in the Turtle House with us and swimming in the big bathtub. And
already got some cool guests locally lined up, too.
Yes. Yeah. We have some really neat stuff. I saw you said Lux is going to come on from 105.7 The Point. She's like my friend in my head. I have all these people on
She's
Facebook
really awesome.
That are
you
friends. I feel like I already know them.
You'll get along amazingly.
Yeah. And so basically, and also I'd love to hear from the listeners, because when we come back on July 10th, we're going to have guns blazing. So I want to hear from you guys what you want to hear on the show, what you like, what you don't like. We have an email that nobody uses because everybody still uses Facebook to contact me.
Right.
Gary, do you remember what that email address is? Think really hard.
I do.
Do you remember it?
It's heykelly@kellymano.com.
Yeah. I mean, like, we love you guys. We love you for following this podcast, you know, as long as you have. Stick with us, because when we come back on July 10th, we are going to have so much to talk about. I still want to do a show from the bathtub.
All right.
Do you pee in the tub?
No.
Gary?
Negative.
If I'm taking a shower, yes. If I was going to be taking a bath, no.
And that is why I will not share a shower with my husband, because I know all you disgusting boys pee in the shower.
Well, no, you aim it at the drain.
It doesn't matter. It still splashes around. So
not if you're a crack shot like me.
Just like in this house, I share a bathroom with Lucy and Libby Lou, and Rocky and Jimmy share a bathroom, and that is how it will be forever. I will never share a bathroom with a boy. Now, we are going to be revamping the office, but I'm just warning you that it
have
might...
Have you decided on decor yet?
I think I'm going to do black and white and gold.
Oh.
But I don't know if it'll be done by July 10th, and right now it looks like Grandma Gertrude's attic, because it's a little bit outdated.
All right.
So you might not see pictures of it right away.
It's
on the website, but it is. Maybe we can have the listeners vote and help me, because I'm terrible at design.
We've already started that, sort of.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, no, with your Guns N' Roses poster?
Yeah.
What makes you think you're putting that up in my office?
Oh, it's happening.
Why?
Because.
It does not go with my decor.
I don't go with your decor.
I will find a key to your house, and you will come home to a Spice Girls poster in your
living
room.
I have a Britney Spears poster in my office.
Right.
We
so
can
I
be
don't
in the middle
he,
on Britney.
I don't think he's going to care if you put a Spice Girls poster.
I'm bringing you an Eminem signed one, too.
Oh, that? Now, that's cool.
Yeah.
I've got a lot more sports stuff to put up, too. We're going to need a bigger office. All right, so we'll miss you guys. We'll see you on July 10th. As always, if you like the show, share the show. Until next time on July 10th, stay, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, but smart assy, hoss, anything for the boys.
Don't blow your fingers off on the 4th.
All right. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We'll see you on the 10th.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you very much.